This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A pro-life group in Massachusetts uncovered components of a sex education program so disturbing it could have been written by someone seeking to foster a growth in sex offense victims. Legislators seeing a Planned Parenthood education workbook for seventh graders was enough to get the Massachusetts House to reject the proposal for the second year in a row. Critics say the Belgium law is flawed that allows children to be killed by doctors. The law, drafted in both French and Dutch, does not match between translations. The effect of that means children may not be getting proper care, as doctors find room between translations to ignore proper treatment of depression or even pain. Furthermore, legislative oversight is criticized, as the only examination of how three children were killed is to examine anonymous reports from doctors administering medical death. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
In other headlines, resistance to Down syndrome abortions may be growing. One European nation is beginning to see more births of Down syndrome babies. And the company providing FDA researchers with human tissue specimens is one of those referred for prosecution for specimen trafficking by a U.S. Senate committee. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.